Good evening. My name is Mario Janda, and I'm calling you out from Luxembourg. Today's topic is how you can meet success. And my first question is, were you successful today? Now, I hear some people who say, oh yes, I did this, I had success in there, and I hear as well other people say, oh no, everything went wrong. I can do nothing. I never have success. So for those people who say, I never have success, I can reveal you a small secret. You were already very, very successful before you were born. You were the big winner of a big race, and you won against hundreds of thousands of concurrents. You were the first sperm in the egg. So you are a successful man. Okay. Now, what is success? Success actually is a decision. Meeting success is your decision. And why is that? Because we live in the world of duality. Duality means everything, without any exception, has two ends. One positive, if you say positive, and one negative. I'll give you an example. Water can save your life and can kill you. The same as fire can save your life or can kill you. So everything which happens in our life is dual. So then we can say we can now focus on either success or we decide to focus on failure. It's your own decision. And when you decide this, that means success is a mindset. Success is your mindset. And mindset means you think. And thoughts are real forces. And real forces means that there is an energy. And an energy means there are vibrations. And those vibrations are getting out, you send those vibrations into the net of the universe. What will happen then? When you send these vibrations into the net of the universe, you will attract success. Why that? Because there is a law which is called law of attraction. So your success, your vibrations of success, what will they do? I go back a bit and we see what success, where it comes from. Success comes from actually, there is a root, is succeeds of something. That means before success, there is an action before. Either you can do sports, you have to do the training for the sports, or you are a piano player, you have to do the exercise to play piano, and or you do the actions of thinking, for example. And these actions will attract more actions of success. What happens afterwards is that when you radiate with a success frequency, you will also attract other people which have success. And you can understand this like the frequency you send out is like a radio station sending out a frequency, and you tune on this frequency, and then you can hear what the radio station sends to you. And exactly that happens to you when you send out success frequencies. You will attract those people who have success as well. That means when you attract these people, there is an expression that says, success breeds success. And so you can learn from them. They inspire you. You make more actions to get into success, and it is going into the success direction. It's all your success story. It's your decision. And a very nice exercise you can do is that we learned from John Keogh in his courses, Mind Powers. He wrote a book about mind powers, an absolute need to read this. And he told us, a lot of people think to be successful, you have to do something which is very big, which is very an invention or something like earning so much money. And he said, you can be successful every day in small things. And he gave us an exercise to do. And this exercise is, he said, write down at least 20 successes where you were successful. And that means write down, I can read, I can write, I can play piano, I speak several languages, I'm a good mom, I'm a good daddy, I'm an excellent cook, or I can do magic, or I can drive a car. All these are small successes. We were not told about this. People normally focus on what we do wrong, and we forget that we have done so many small successes that and when we do this exercise and write this on a piece of paper and then read this every day for a handful of minutes and add every day two more successes where we are good in, you will be astonished how many things you will find. Add at least two or three every week, at least. And then you read this for a handful of minutes, and the frequencies inside you will start to grow. And then with the law of attraction, you will find more successful ideas. You will get into more successful actions, you will attract more successful people, and you will find out for yourself in doing the exercise. I wish you a nice weekend and a lot of success in doing your exercise in meeting your success. Have a nice evening.